One thing I like about being in Disney World and making content about Disney World is when you're in Disney World, nobody is paying attention to you. You know, like other places, if you've ever seen something called a First Amendment audit video, people are always concerned about people recording and making videos in public. In Disney World, I think I've been walking around making videos for the last 4 years, right? And never have I had anybody say, why are you recording? What are you recording? Put your camera down. Or any of that. People don't even acknowledge me most of the time, except for the cast members. But I never had just a regular person walk up to me and say, why are you recording? Or why are you narrating your video or anything at all? Which is cool. You know what it's called? Minding your own business. And people are very good at that. As far as my personal experience, people are very good at that. Now, I have seen videos circulating online about people getting in fights, arguments, but most of that was because of something about cutting somebody in line or bumping somebody with a stroller or something like that. But it's never about taking pictures or making videos. It's never that. And you know, the reason why I think is people are too wrapped up in what they're doing that they don't have time to be worrying about what nobody else is doing. Which should be the case in the real world too. Mind your business. Now, if I'm having a heart attack, or if I'm having a stroke, or if somebody's trying to rob me or hurt me, please help. You know what I'm saying? Help me, please. Then pay attention to me. Mind my business then. But if I'm just going along about my day, not bothering anybody, I'm not in distress, then just leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it goes in Disney World. And that's a cool thing. Now, that's just speaking for me. I do not know if that goes for everybody else or anybody else that have ever had problems with that kind of thing. But I've never seen anybody get bothered for recording or taking pictures. Never. Because, well, I guess, but you know, you would say, well, it's Disney World, it's a normal thing, you know what I'm saying, to be taking pictures. But I've seen videos of people going to poor cities, Las Vegas, Hollywood, just places that are gigantic tourist places taking pictures and people coming out asking, why are you recording? You can't record here. What do you mean I can't record here? Isn't this a tourist place? Yeah, but we don't allow videos. You don't allow videos in a tourist place? Like, are you crazy? You can't record me. I'm not trying to record you. I'm recording the surroundings, but people still get all uptight about it. But not here, though. Not in Disney World. They seem to understand the concept of this is a tourist place. We are in public. I have a right to record. And that's just what it is. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing. And I hope I never have a problem with that kind of thing, because it's a silly thing to argue about minding your own business. You know what I'm saying? That's just a stupid thing to argue about. Now, if I was bothering somebody, or if I was like stalking somebody, or purposely doing something to somebody, that's different. But I should never have to get into any kind of discussion, debate, or argument about minding my own business. It just seems ridiculous. But it happens every day. Trust me. You can go on YouTube right now. You can go on Instagram or any other social media site and see thousands of videos of people minding their business and just getting harassed and bothered for no reason. It's a scary world out there. That's why I try to stick to the positive places as much as possible. I heard somebody say that the main objective every day is to stay away from crazy. And I agree. My main objective every day is to find positivity and stay away from crazy. Everybody has their own. I'm not going to get into what my version of positivity is, because everybody has their own opinion and beliefs and everything. But that is my goal. Searching for positivity every day and staying away from crazy. And making content about Disney World is very helpful in my search, in my quest. Because it's a positive place. And I pray that it stays positive. Things change over the years. You know what I'm saying? But for the last 4 years since I've been a undercover Disney World fan, it has been a positive experience. I have a few negatives, but most of the negatives have nothing to do with the park itself. It has stuff to do with things that are out of their control. Yeah, so no, I just wanted to say that, man. That's just a good thing. That when I go to Disney World, people mind their business. And they don't be minding my business. I like it, man. I like that. It's a cool thing. I feel more relaxed, because when I'm out in the public, other places like just going about your business, shopping, hanging out with friends or whatever, people be all up in your business. You know what I'm saying? They looking at who you with. They looking at your clothes, your shoes, trying to figure out where you're going, what kind of car you drive, and on and on and on and on. But when I go to Disney World, it's like I'm invisible. Which is cool. Which is cool for me, man. Sometimes I want to be invisible. Keeps you out of trouble. Keeps you out of nonsense, you know what I mean? But you know, while I'm saying all this, even though the other guest in the park might not be paying attention to me, I know who is. Disney security. They probably all over me. They probably watching me from the time I step into the parking lot until the time I leave. They is watching me. So we got a suspect right here. I fit the description, more than likely. You know I fit the description. I sound like I fit the description, probably, to you. Yeah, they probably watching me. Not only is they watching me on camera, they probably have somebody following me around the whole time. So, even though the guest not paying attention, I'm daggone sure. I'm almost 100% positive that they definitely pay attention to me. I'm not doing anything and never have done anything illegal or even remotely illegal, but still, I know they watch it, which is cool, man. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter to me because I'm not going to do anything. Yeah, I'm just here to get some content, enjoy myself, see some new things, and relax. Have a good time. That's it. Definitely, when I go in the shops, everywhere, man. Forget that. I told you they watching me from the parking lot as soon as I get out of my car. They might be watching me before I even get to the park. You never know. Yeah. It's cool though, you know? It's cool. Because they're not just only watching me, they're watching a lot of other people too. You know, if my thing is, I think Target has the most intense security staff, them and Target. Yeah, it's a couple, but Target rules when it comes to security. Their security is aggressive as shit. So if I had to say the people that had the best security, it would be Target, number one. I want to say Best Buy. Because Best Buy, they're aggressive too. Best Buy, Target, Best Buy, Walmart. Disney World and government agencies like courthouses and stuff like that. And that's crazy that I think Target got better security than government places. But see, the thing is with Target security is, They trying to stop people from stealing. They ain't trying to keep your ass safe. You know what I'm saying? They don't care nothing about, they ain't gonna keep you. They ain't gonna keep you safe. They just looking, making sure ain't nobody stealing nothing. They ain't even looking for safety stuff. They trying to see if somebody stuffs something in their purse. They don't care. Yeah. Somebody walk around there with a fully loaded weapon. But they looking to see Akeisha putting some lip gloss in her purse. Like, man. That's what they worried about. Can't about no damn Keisha. I mean, they don't care about nobody with no weapon. They just care about thieves. And that goes for all retail. They're not trying to keep you safe. Disney World, on the other hand, they looking for threats. You know what I'm saying? They looking for all threats. They looking for thieves. They looking for criminals. They looking for all types of threats to the park. So that's the difference between their security and retail security, like Target and Best Buy and Walmart. Walmart and Best Buy and Target, they looking for thieves. Lowe's, Home Depot, same thing. Looking for thieves. Which they should be, you know what I'm saying? I guess that is the job. But anyways, man, I was just thinking about that, man. If you ever want to relax, be to yourself, not be bothered, have people all up in your face. if you want to come make music, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want the producer all in the video, dancing, trying to rap on the song too. Come to Death Row. No, I'm just playing. If you don't want nobody all in your face, trying to see what kind of clothes you got on, who you with, where you going, come to Disney World. Sound like Suge Knight. It's funny. It's funny to me. I don't care if it's funny to you. It's a relaxing place, man, where you can just kind of be to yourself. Suspensive. Yeah, it's suspensive. That's what I'm thinking. Right. Shoot, man, I pay enough to not be bothered. You know what I'm saying? If I pay almost $200 just to get in this one-ass park, you better leave me alone. Let me mind my business. Matter of fact, I might need to take something just to get some of my money back. You know what I'm saying? You should be thanking me to be here. Tell my following me, you better leave me alone. That's funny, man. I enjoy it. I really do, man. It's my peaceful place, man. It really is. Everybody needs some shade. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody needs some shade. That's what one of my older relatives used to call it shade. His shade was around the corner at the bar. He said, everybody needs some shade. Shade is a place where you go, where you feel comfortable, safe, and a place that you enjoy to go. It's your peaceful spot where you can duck off to and get away from everybody. You know what I'm saying? Family, friends, nonsense, work, struggle, pain. Just a spot where you can just dip off and just be to yourself. This is my shade, you know what I'm saying? Disney World is my shade. It's some expensive shade though, you know what I'm saying? It's some expensive shade, but it's worth every penny of it. It really is. You cannot put a dollar sign on peace and happiness. You can't put a dollar sign on peace, happiness, health, and a lot of other things. And that's what I get out of this, peace, happiness. And I do think it helps with my mental health and my physical health, because I can relax, my blood pressure can go down. I ain't got to be looking over my shoulder. I ain't got to be worried about nobody all in my face trying to judge me and ask me what I'm doing and blah, 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 blah. I'm in the middle of a crowd, surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of people, but ain't nobody watching me. How cool is that? Yeah. I'm telling you, man, the more, that's my goal. That's why I call you and talk to you about Disney World, because the more I explain to you why I'm a Disney World fan, I think I'm talking you into becoming one also. And here's another reason to become one. You can find a peaceful spot and not be bothered here in Disney. And that's another reason to become a Disney World fan. Peace. It doesn't, yeah. And that sounds weird because how crowded it is and so many people and it's so popular and the hustle and bustle. But you gotta realize, man, if you live close by, you're not on vacation, you at home, you know what I'm saying? So, these are tourists, you're not a tourist. You just came to chill in Disney World for the day because you live close by. I'm not paying attention to no tourists or no damn body else, to be honest with you. It'd be so, and that's the other thing. As much as the people here are not paying attention to me, it's vice versa. I'm not paying attention to them either. I promise you, dude, I can go to Disney World 20 times and I couldn't tell you anything about anybody that I came across. I couldn't say, I wouldn't be able to say, I saw a lady today with a red dress on, she was kind of cute. Because I'm not paying attention to anybody at all. I'm here for the park. I'm here to make content. I'm here to enjoy myself. I'm here with my friends. I'm here with my family. Or either I'm there alone. But friends, family, alone, whatever it is, I never really pay attention to people around me. I don't. I do notice when it's crowded and when it's not crowded, but I never pay attention to a singular person. Oh, yeah, I don't never pay attention to one particular person, you know what I'm saying, ever. Never have. Because, number one, in the beginning, I never been there before. So when I did finally go, man, the last thing I wanted to pay attention was some tourist that I saw, some people that I never met before, never gonna meet again. What the hell do I care about meeting some strangers in Disney World? I'm more focused on Disney World than the people in it, because I don't care. And it's nothing against people. I'm not antisocial. I'm just too busy trying to accomplish a goal. And that goal is to have as much fun as possible. And strangers don't factor into that goal. So, with that being said, I just don't pay attention to them. It's a fun time, man, I'm telling you. It's a fun, fun, peaceful time. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. It's good for peace, happiness, serenity now. Yeah, serenity now. For real.